This is Greg Corumbus of Radio America reporting for WorldNet Daily. My guest at this time is Arizona Congressman John Shadegg, who's also a member of the House Energy and Commerce Committee. We want to get his thoughts on the critical issues perhaps coming up in this lame duck session of Congress. And we also want to get his final thoughts on his career in Congress, since he did not seek re-election this year and will be retiring after a number of terms in the House of Representatives. And Congressman, it's always great to have you with us.
Glad to be with you, Greg. My pleasure.
Well, we've been hearing for months that this will be perhaps one of the most ambitious lame duck sessions that we've seen in some time, since no spending bills were passed. We still have to deal with the Bush tax cuts, perhaps the DREAM Act with respect to immigration, card check, maybe even something on cap and trade, although that seems very unlikely at this point. What are you expecting? How aggressive do you expect this Democratic majority to be in its final weeks?
Well, quite frankly, the speculation about it being extremely aggressive was all based on the world as it existed before Election Day. And I think the world changed on Election Day and changed rather dramatically. Now, the interesting point is that it appears neither Speaker Pelosi nor President Obama seem to fully grasp how much it changed and that they were at the heart of that change, that it was in fact a referendum on them and their policies. So it remains to be seen how aggressive Speaker Pelosi will try to be in this lame duck. I quite frankly think she's going to have a hard time getting her conference behind her to do almost anything.
What about on the tax cut front? Everyone pretty much agrees that something's going to happen here. The president's given some mixed signals on whether he's going to allow all the different tax brackets to have those existing rates extended, or whether he's going to fight to keep the wealthiest tax bracket from getting that extension. You just mentioned that the realities have changed over the past couple of weeks, but how fierce of a fight do you expect on that?
Well, I think the reality has changed, and that has forced the president to signal some degree of willingness to compromise. However, he appears not to be willing to compromise to the degree that the Republicans would like. Republicans would like to see us not increase taxes, and people ought to understand, although the discussion seems to be about tax cuts, it's really not about tax cuts. It's about the fact that on January 1, everybody's taxes in America go up, and that means the withholding will go up, and you'll have a whole lot less in your paycheck. How much the president is willing to compromise, how much Speaker Pelosi is willing to compromise during this lame duck remains unknown, though they seem both to be sending a signal saying they're not willing to go very far.
Sir, obviously we have a new Republican majority coming in, and many of the campaign issues were centered around the deficit, spending, the intrusion of government. How different of a Republican majority do you think the incoming one will be than the one that lost power 4 years ago?
Oh, I think it will be very much aware that it had lost its way toward the end of the Republican rule, which ended, as you point out, Republicans lost the majority in 2006. I think, quite frankly, at that point, Republicans had, to a certain degree, lost their way. They had begun spending like Democrats, and in fact, were not carrying through on many of the promises that they had made in 1994 in terms of shrinking the size and scope of the federal government. This new Republican majority is going to be made up of some 80-plus freshmen who I think are coming here with an understanding that they are on probation. They've promised to shrink the size of government, and they better deliver or they will face the same fate that Republicans did in 2006 and that Democrats did in 2010. They better keep their promises.
Sir, I know that you're very content with your decision to retire after this Congress, but now that you know that the Republicans are coming back, does any part of you wish that you were still going to be around for the next 2 years?
Well, I'm going to be alive for the next 2 years, but no part of me wishes that I was still in the U.S. House, even with a Republican majority. You know, it's a great institution, and I've had a tremendous privilege of serving there, and I get goosebumps when I look back up at the Capitol as I walk back from a boat. But there's a time to move on in life, and I'm looking for a new challenge. I, quite frankly, I'm anxious to continue to advance the conservative cause from somewhere other than one seat in the U.S. House.
And in terms of your career, as you look back on it, you served during Republican and Democratic control during the boom years of the 90s, 9/11, multiple wars here and the war on terror over the past few years, and obviously major policy debates that you and I have talked about many times, from cap and trade to health care just in the last Congress. Well, as you look back at your career, what do you see as the most significant accomplishments?
Well, I think the single most significant accomplishment is kind of staying true. I came with a set of core philosophical beliefs about the size and scope of the federal government that had grown too big, and there are darn few votes that you can look back at throughout my career here, 16 years, where I didn't continue to fight for that philosophy and say no to the big spenders. I guess I look back at, for example, the prescription drug bill was a severe test for the expansion of government by Republicans, and I voted no. You look back at No Child Left Behind, a stunning expansion of the role of the federal government in education, where it has no proper role, and I voted no. So if I had to point to any one accomplishment that I'm proudest of, it would be staying true to those conservative principles, notwithstanding the pressure in this town to kind of move to the left or advance your career by getting along to go along.
Congressman, the issue I'm sure that you and I talked about the most over the last 2 years was the health care debate, and obviously it passed despite unanimous Republican opposition. In terms of the new Congress moving forward, there are limits to what it will realistically be able to do to correct that, but how aggressive do you encourage your Republican colleagues to be in repealing all or part of it?
I encourage them to be absolutely aggressive and persistent. I think the health care debate has now reopened for a period of at least 3 years, because repealing it outright and replacing it, which I think is even more important, with reforms that will truly give patients choice and bring down the cost of care is going to take 3 years. It's going to take a different president. But Republicans have made a promise that they would work on that. I think that's a promise they're going to be held to. And I think if they back down on that promise, they'll get bounced out on their ears. So I think they should begin the effort now. I think they should send the president a series of bills that repeal the entire program and legislation, begin to outline legislation that would make health care work for Americans, make it more patient-centered, let you and I make decisions about our own health care that, quite frankly, right now we can't make, and point out that by every measure, every promise that was made by Obama and the congressional Democrats about this bill turns out not to be true. They told you you could keep your plan. You can't. They told you, President Obama told us at the beginning it would bring down the cost of care. It won't. So since it fails to meet any of their claims, I think we ought to point that out, and I think we better repeal it.
Well, Congressman, we'll certainly be watching to see what happens in the new Congress as well as the rest of this lame duck session. And if we don't have occasion to talk again in the next few weeks, thank you very much for all the time you spent with us, sir, over the past few years helping us understand what's going on in Congress.
My pleasure, and I hope to stay involved in that health care debate and a lot of others. So maybe someday we'll talk again.
Looking forward to it. Congressman John Shattuck of Arizona's 3rd Congressional District. He is retiring after this Congress will be replaced by incoming Republican freshman Ben Quayle. I'm Greg Corumbus of Radio America, reporting for WorldNet Daily.